Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Periodically, I'm called in to do some expert witnessing of one sort or another. Sometimes it's just a case of reviewing a particularly troublesome situation to help those involved determine what happened and why. And other times it's unfortunately for a legal case. I say unfortunately because so often the legal cases involving companion animals really don't have that much to do with the animal at all. They have to do with the combination of the breakdown of communication between the humans involved and also a profound naivete about normal animal behavior. In general, the animal parts of these cases are relatively simple. It's pretty easy to figure out what the animal did and why. That's the easy part. The difficult part is that while I can determine what motivated a particular animal to make a particular behavioral display under certain circumstances, what I can't know is what symbolism all the people associated with this case have put on that animal or any other animal. And that's the tough part. I can talk about the dog, but that dog may have a completely different meaning to the people involved. Some may see that dog as a demon purely because of the animal's breed. Dog doesn't have to do anything. She just has to be there, and she's a villain. Other people may see that dog as a baby or a protector. And the awareness that that baby or protector has ultrasonic hearing, motion-sensitive vision, and incredible sense of smell, and is territorial just doesn't compute. Another problem with these cases is that we've set up a legal system that in some cases demands a villain and a victim. It demands a winner and a loser. And the reality is that in these cases, it's not that simple. More often than not, there's plenty of blame to go around. The lack of knowledge of normal animal behavior is endemic in our society, and particularly in suburban and more urban areas where more people congregate. And I find that tragic. I find that very, very tragic. That the rules of the game say that somebody has to win and somebody has to lose. There can't be ties. And what's the most tragic is that regardless which people win and which people lose, the animals always lose. Sometimes when I see some of the animal-related issues that make their way into the court system, I yearn for a judge who has knowledge of animal behavior and the human-animal bond. A person who could read through all of these affidavits and depositions and call both parties and their attorneys together and say to them, "You're wasting the court's time. You're wasting taxpayers' money. You're bringing an issue before this court that boils down to your inability to communicate with your neighbor." And then I wish he would tell them to go into some sort of communication counseling so they could talk this out. Because the sad reality is when the system is set up that someone has to win and someone has to lose, everybody loses. The animal loses, the neighbors lose, those involved lose, everybody loses. I hate to see that happen. We've created a villain and a victim system, and so often in these cases, all I see are just a bunch of people who didn't know and who won't know as long as such an approach persists. So many companion animal problems that wind up in the court system are really human-human communication ones. Until we recognize that, as a society and individuals, we're going to spend a lot of time and energy barking up the wrong tree.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.